Today's daf is Yevamos Daf Chof Beis, and we are 7 lines from the top of Daf Chof Beis Amud Aleph, Tani Devei Reb Chiya. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Avadya ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devorah, Devorah bas Smecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Elazar Lipashala ben Feger Rachel, Sara Nechama bas Rus Malka, Baruch ben Rachel, Yisachar ben Hinda Liba, Malka Miriam bas Esther, and Esther Kreindel bas Devorah. Today's daf is also being learned to Ilui Nishmas, Shlomo ben Yibadol Chaim Toivim, Reb Chaim Doiv. So, the first part of today's daf is the conclusion of yesterday's daf, which dealt with the Shniyos La'arayas. So we're familiar with the Parsha of Arayas that's mentioned in the Torah. In fact, it's not only mentioned in the Torah once, it's mentioned in the Torah twice, in successive Parshias, Parshas Achrimos, and then again it's mentioned in Parshas Kedoshim. The Arayas aren't just women that a person is not allowed to marry. They're not just Isurei Biyah, but they're a lot more Chomer. At the very least, if someone is Boil in Erva, he's Chayiv Karas. If someone tries to be Mekadesh in Erva, the Kedushin's not going to be Toifis. If somebody has a child with an Erva, the child is going to be a Mamzer. And this is, of course, all on a Dairaisa level. The Tzad HaShava of almost all of the Arayos are that these are a person's relatives. And the Torah did not want that a person should marry his relative. Now, the Arayos are limited to the relatives that were mentioned in the Torah. The Chacham came along and the Chachamim said that we are going to expand the list of relatives that a person is not allowed to marry. And they came and they added a whole nother list. A list that's known as the Shniyos La'arayos, meaning they're relatives, but they're secondary relatives. The primary would be the Arayos Da'arayos. The Shniyos Da'arayos are the ones that are awesome in the Rabbah. Now, why are we talking about Shniyos Da'arayos? Because the Mishnah and Daf Chaf and Aleph mentioned that if a Shniya would fall a Yibum, that Lacha would be Chayletzes V'loy Mes Yabemes. So once we mentioned the concept, the idea of Shniyos La'arayos, so we digressed a little bit to talk about the whole Makar to Shniyos La'arayos, and then more specifically, who exactly the Shniyos La'arayos are. So the Gemara and Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph brought a Braisa, where the Braisa mentioned Mahen Shniyos. Who are the Shniyos? And the Braisa mentioned 8 different examples of Shniyos. And really, if you go through the Braisa again, which we will not, the Shniyos were really made up of 2 groups. The concept of the Shniya is that any time the Chachamim were worried that a person may confuse this relative with a relative that's an Erev in the Torah, the Chachamim said, we have no choice, we have to forbid this woman, she's going to be a Shniyos La'arayos. But within that group, really, there were 2 subgroups. One is where, for example, Imoy is an Erva. A person's mother is an Erva. A person's mother's mother is not an Erva. Chachamim felt that if your mother is an Erva, then we have to forbid your mother's mother as well. Because otherwise, it's just a little too close, and it's too obvious that people may come and have confusion. So Imoy goes down as being an Erva. Eim Imoy, Gzeira Atu Imoy, Chazal said, is going to be a Shni as well. Once the Chachamim said Eim Imoy, which is a grandmother, they said we have to now include all different types of grandmothers. But that's the concept. Anytime there's a Chashash that you may confuse this person with an Erva, they tacked on and they said it's going to be a Shni. So your father's wife is an Erva. Your father's father's wife is not an Erva. But if your father's wife is an Erva, the Chachamim said, we need to forbid your father's father's wife as well. Kalasa, your daughter-in-law, is an Erva. What about your son's daughter-in-law? She's not an Erva. What about your daughter's daughter-in-law? She's not an Erva. But the Chachamim said, if your daughter-in-law is an Erva, we have no choice. We feel we need to now say your son's daughter-in-law and your daughter's daughter-in-law as well. So the concept of all these are that mother, but not mother's mother, we're going to move up a generation. Daughter-in-law, but not son's daughter-in-law, we're going to go down a generation. But there was another concept within the world of Shniyos La'arayos, and that is where it's not necessarily going up or down a generation, but where Chazal, or the Torah, we should say, asked something very, very specific, and the Chachamim felt that we need to expand it to a similar situation, even though it doesn't meet the exact specifications. So, for example, a person's father's brother's wife, in the event that it's his father's brother, min ha'av, is considered an erva. So if a person has a father, his father has a brother where they share a common father, that brother's wife is an erva midairaisa. What happens if your father has a brother, min ha'aim, her his wife is not going to be an Eved Dereisa. What if your mother has a brother, even Minoav? That brother's wife is also not going to be an Erva. But the Chachamim said that being that if your father's brother Minoav is an Erva, so then your father's brother Minhoem needs to be an Erva. Or even your mother's brother Minoav needs to be an Erva. Or even your mother's brother Minoem needs to be an Erva. So again, any time there was a concern that maybe it's just a little too close for comfort, where maybe we're going to confuse this woman with an Erva, even though this woman really on no level is an Erva, the Chachamim said we have no choice, we need to institute this as an Erva. Regardless, we saw at the end of yesterday's daf that even though the Gemara brought a brayso on daf, Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, that mentioned Mahin Shniyos, but ton of a Shire, it was a very incomprehensive list. Today's daf is going to mention some of the shnius la'arayos that we did not see in yesterday's daf. So, in the yeshiva from Rav Chiya, they had a brisa that mentioned additional shnius la'arayos. They said as follows: Shlishi shebebnoi v'shebebitoi. The third generation of bnoi and bitoi are going to be considered shnius la'arayos. So, what does that mean? Third generation of bnoi and bitoi. So, Rashi says Shlishi shebebnoi. Two lines from the top. Bas ben benoi. So, a person's daughter is an erva. A person's granddaughter is also an erva. What about a person's great-granddaughter? That's not an erva. That's not mentioned anywhere in the Torah. So shlishi shebenoi would be your son's son's daughter. Your son is your son. Your son's son is your grandson. Your son's son's daughter is your grandson's daughter, also known as your great-granddaughter. So great-granddaughter is going to be a shnia le'arayas. V'shebebitoi, the same is going to true for bitoi. What does that mean? Rashi, bas ben bitoi, your daughter's son's daughter, that's also going to be a shnia le'arayas. V'shebeben ishtoi, v'shebebas ishtoi shnia. Additionally, if you have the same exact formulation, but not your daughter, but rather your wife's daughter. So if it's your wife's son's son's daughter, or your wife's daughter's son's daughter, there too, it's going to be a shnia. So again, your wife's daughter is an erva. Your wife's granddaughter is an erva. Your wife's great-granddaughter is not an erva. Stating that in the yeshiva Reb Chiya, they said that it's going to be a shnia la'arayos. Revi shebechamav v'shebechamoysa shnia. Additionally, he added two more. He said, revi shebechamav v'shebechamoysa. So chamav is the shver, chamoysa is the shviger. So what does it mean, revi? So again, Rashi says, chamoysa is an erva. Eim chamoysa is also an erva. It was mentioned in the Mishnah. Eim chamav is also an erva. It's also mentioned in the Mishnah as one of the 15 arayos. What about eim chamav, or aim chamoisai? What if you go up one additional generation? So it's not the shver, it's not the shver's mother, it's the shver's grandmother. That's not an erva midai raisa. However, it's going to be a shnia. So Rav Chiya essentially added six shnias la raisa. We had the braisa that mentioned eight, Rav Chiya just added six. In the course of yesterday's daf, there were another two, or depending on how you count, maybe even another three. And that really rounds off the list of all the shnias la raisa. But the Gemara is just going to ask a technical question on Rav Chiya's list. Not a hard question, but a technical question. What were Rav Chiya's additional six shnias? So it was really made up of two groups. You have shlish, and then you have shlishi shebeben ishtoi v'shebebas ishtoi. Then you had revi shebechama v'shebechamoisa. So what's the shlishi shebebnoi v'shebebitoi? What it means is your great granddaughter. What's shlishi shebeben ishtoi? Your wife's great granddaughter. What's revi shebechamov? That means your shver's grandmother or your shviger's grandmother. So Amalei Ravina the Rav Ashi. Ravina asked Rav Ashi, Maishna l'mailu d'kachashav lo l'ishtoi, u'maishna l'mata lo d'kachashav lo l'ishtoi. Be'etzim, what Rav Chiya was saying was, is that we extend the shnius la'arayas up and down an additional generation. As it relates to your children or your wife's children, instead of just going down two daughters, we go down a third daughter. Not just daughter, not just granddaughter, even great-granddaughter. The same, he said, as it relates to chamoisai. It's not just chamoisai and eim chamoisai, or chamoisai and eim chamav, but it's also eim. It goes up another generation. So it's not just two generations down, it's three generations down. It's not just two generations up, it's a third generation up. Yet, when he was discussing the generations down, the way Rav Chiya describes the shnia as the shlishi, it's the third generation. When he discusses the generations up, the way Rav Chiya describes the erva is as the fourth generation. Now, it's memon avshach. If you want to consider your great-granddaughter a third generation, you could, meaning not including yourself, so it's going to be child, grandchild, great-grandchild, that's okay. But then why would you refer to the grandmother of Chamoisai as being the fourth generation? Chamoisai would be the first generation. Im Chamoisai would be the second generation. Im Chamoisai would be the third generation. And if you want to consider it a fourth generation, Chamoisai, Im Chamoisai, Im Chamoisai, that's okay. You could deher that, meaning you're the first generation, and then you're going up three generations, then your great-granddaughter should also be the fourth generation. Just be consistent. So this is not a substantive question. It's more of a technical question. Why is it that Reb Chiya, when he was discussing the Doris down, he referred to it as a shlishi, but he was discussing the dairus up, he was referring to it as the revi. Now the Gemara understands, why would Eim Chamoisei be a revi? Why are we referring to it as a fourth generation? Because you seem to be taking wife into consideration, and she's number one. So your wife is one, Chamoisei, her mother would be two, her mother's mother would be three, and then the Shmia, her mother's mother's mother, would be four. If that's the case, then on the way down, you should say the same thing. You're one, or your wife is one, and then the child is two, and then the grandchild is three, and the great-grandchild is four. So again, Amalei Ravina L'Ravashi, Maishna L'Maila, why is it that when Reb Chiya was discussing the Doris up, adding the Shnia, the Kachashal al-Ishtai, why was Ishtai number one? So that by the time you get to the Shnia, it's Revi. Umayishtai l'mata, why is it when you count down the like Kachashal al-Ishtai, you don't count Ishtai? So the Gemara says, L'mayla, disur mikaych Ishtai ka'asi chashav la. As it relates to L'mayla, what were the two Shniyas that Reb Chiya added L'mayla? It was Eim Chamoisai and Eim Chamav, right? So those Arayos, those Shniyas only come about through marriage. So you need to have a wife in order for that erva, for that shnia to be in place. It's not a erva that you're born with, it's an erva that you acquire through marriage. So being that you need to be married, you need an isha in order for that to happen, so we count the isha as one, and then the two generations up are the iraisa, it's the third generation up, that's the shnia. 1 plus 3 is 4, that's how you have 4. As it relates, however, to the shnia lamata, that has nothing to do with your wife, right? Your great-granddaughter has nothing to do with marriage, and because it has nothing to do a marriage, you'll tell me, what do you mean? How do you have a great-granddaughter if you aren't married? Right? It has nothing inherently to do with marriage. And being that it has nothing inherently to do with marriage, so therefore we don't count you as one, you count the daughter as one, and then the granddaughter, and then the great-granddaughter, that's going to end up three. But the Gemara says it's not true, because Reb Chiya had two cases of Lamata. One case of Lamata was your own great-granddaughter, the other case was your wife's great-granddaughter. So afraid the Gemara of Ben Ishtai, Ubas Ishtai, the Isur Mikayach Ishtai Kasi, over there the Isur is Mikayach Ishtai V'lo Chashavla, and it wasn't mentioned. Why is that also considered a shlishi, it should be a revi. So Gemara says, "I didn't know shlishi dairis lamata didei v'loy chashva." Because being that Reb Chiya was counting his own three generations down, and there it has nothing to do with marriage. So Mimela, the right word to use would be shlishi and not revi. Is tana nami gimel dairis lamata didei v'loy chashva. So just to be consistent with his wife's three dairis, he referred to it as shlishi, even though in theory he could have counted ishtai as one, which would have made it into a shlishi, not into a revi. Amalei Rav Ashi Rav Kahana. Rav Ashi Rav Kahana. Shnias tevei Reb Chiya. Reb Chiya shnias. Yesh lehem hefsek or ein lehem hefsek. So we saw in yesterday's daf that not all shnias were created equally. Some shnias are Yeshlam Hefsik, and some are Eimlam Hefsik. What does Yeshlam Hefsik mean? So the Shnia is a Shnia. However, if you go up a generation, you go down a generation, it's not going to be a Shnia. There are others that are Eimlam Hefsik, where there's no Hefsik at all. The Gemara mentioned that Rav said this four Noshim that are Yeshlam Hefsik. He knew what three of them were. He didn't know what the fourth one was. But the bottom line is, some Shnias have Hefsik and some Shnias don't have Hefsik. So Rav Ashi asked Rav Kahana, what about Rav Chiya's Shnias? Yeshlam Hefsik, Eimlam Hefsik. The Gemara says, Tashma, I'll bring you a Pashto the right. I'm a Rav. Rav said, Dalad Noshim Yeshlam Hefsik. He said there are four Nashim that have Hefsik. Vesulai, and he didn't mention more than four. Now Rav knew three, he didn't know the fourth. Ze'iri knew the fourth, but there was no mention of Reb Chiya Shnias, so it sounds like it's only those and not Reb Chiya Shnias. The Gemara says it's not Mochach, it's Dilma, keep coming Rav, Lehi Masnisa. Maybe when Rav said that there are four, he was referring to that Brisa, the Brisa that we had on Chafal of Amnaf, the first of the two Brises that mentioned Shnias. That Brisa which had eight Shnias, of that Brisa of eight, four of them are Yeshlam Hefsik. But Lav Dafka, he was ever addressing Reb Chiya. Maybe Reb Chiya Shnias, I don't know, maybe they all have a Hefsik, or don't have a Hefsik. There's no Raya from Rav. So, Gemara Tashma, I'll bring you a Raya. Shlishi v'Ravi. What did Reb Chiya say? Shlishi on the way down, Ravi going up, but it's mashma shlishi revi in tveilah. It sounds like only shlishi revi, not fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh. Sounds like yesh on half. Gemara says not muchach domu mishlishi veilach revi veilach. Maybe shlishi is just where it starts. The first shnia is shlishi, but it's mishlishi veilach, and the first erva, the first shnia is revi, and it's revi meilach. Either way, there's no raya. Zok Gemara amalei Rava the Rav Nachman. Rava asked Rav Nachman, chazim mar hay merabanan asim imar Rava. I met a Talmud Chacham, came from Eretz Yisrael. Amar, and he said, Bob imar Rava in Eretz Yisrael. The following question. The question was, Gazru Shniyos Begerim, Oy Loi Gazru Shniyos Begerim. Yes, an interesting question. The halach is that if a ger is Megayer, he loses all relationship to his family. It's a rule, everybody knows, it's something that permeates Kol HaTayr Kula, Ger Shen is Gayer, Kikotin Shen Oy Lodami. Which means that when a person becomes a ger, he doesn't just become a Yisrael, he becomes literally a Bria Chadasha, and he loses all connection with his family. The emes is, based on that, there should be no Isurei Erva for this person. He should really have no Arayas, because his sisters are not his sisters anymore, his mother's not his mother, his father's not his father, all his relatives are really not his relatives. And the emes is, Midai Raisa, a ger does not have any Isurei Erva. Meaning, all his blood relatives are, halachically speaking, not considered blood relatives. However, the Chachamim came along, and the Chachamim said that you can't let a ger be allowed to marry his kreivim. Why? So you would say, I don't know, maybe Marisayin. It looks like he's a yid and he's marrying us. That's not the reason. The reason is because the Ben Noach has a parsha of Arayas. And the Chachamim were afraid that this Ben Noach, who's now a yid, is going to say, I don't understand. When I was a guy, I had mitzvahs of Arayas. Now I'm a yid, suddenly I don't have mitzvahs of Arayas. So as Chazal say, Shaloyon Ruban Mikdusha Chamur L'Kdusha Kala, that Chalila, this person shouldn't think, oh, he just left a Kdusha Chamura when he was an Eni Yehudi. Oh, then he was very, very holy. Now he's a yid, now you can marry your sister. Now all of a sudden, all these incestuous relationships are suddenly not in effect anymore. So Kidei Shaloyon Ruban, people shouldn't say that. Therefore, they instituted a parsha of Arayas. But the whole parsha of Arayas, when it comes to a ben ger, is only a parsha of the Rabbanu. So in Eretz Yisrael, this yid comes back to Babel and he says, you want to hear a geshmak a shayla that the Olam was handling in Eretz Yisrael? His question was, do they have shnias l'Arayas, a ger? The whole parsha of Arayas by a ger is a parsha of Mechudeshes. So maybe they don't have shnias, or maybe not. That was the shayla. So the Gemara says, Amalei. So Rava told Rav Nachman this question. So Rav Nachman heard it, he said, I don't understand the shayla. He said, Hashlema erva gufa. If even the erva itself that a ger has, we're not for a new svara that people shouldn't think that a ben noyach of a kedusha chamura than a yid, like Gazra Burabonet, there wouldn't have been any parsha of Arayas, a shnias me. But certainly there's not going to be a parsha of shnias. Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman digresses for a moment. He said, Gerim. We just mentioned the ger. Nu, hayo v'asul yadon. We said something about it. Neimu bu milsa. Let's say something else. Something that's not just punk da halacha related to a ger, but it's me'inyin le'inyin ba'oysa inyin. So what did Rav Nachman say about Gerim? He said the following. He said, Achim min'o'ein, if they're two brothers, they share the same mother. They're Gerim. However, they were Achim min'o'ein. They were brothers from the same mother. Lo yo'idu, they should not say edus together. Meaning, they're considered psule edus because of the fact that they're kroivim. Even though they're gerim, and gerishin eskayer is kikotin shenoy ledami, but at the same time, being that they're fart brothers, so therefore lo yo'idu, v'me'idu av'b'di'evit, if they said edus, edus on edus. Why? Because at the end of the day, they are kikotin shenoy ledami, not really relatives. I mean, they're not really relatives. The edus is going to be okay. That's if they're brothers, because they share the same mother. What if they're achim and av? What if they don't have the same mother? They have the same father. Me'idin lechatchila. Then they could be meid lechatchila. Now this is a little counterintuitive because it comes out that gerim, where their achim and av are more chomer in halacha than when they're achim and av. One of the themes of Masechtas Yevamos is that achim and av is more chashuv than achim and av. The whole parsha of Yibum is nogeya achim and av and not. But when it comes to Gerim, it's actually just the opposite. We're not going to talk about this now, Ayin Rashi, but what emerges, Pasha, just from reading the Gemara, and from a very few short Rashis, is that when it comes to Bnei Noach, relationships, mitzad the aim, maternal relationships are actually stronger than paternal relationships. And Neymar and Neymar said, as it relates to this Shiloh, where the Gerim are allowed to say Eidos when they're brothers, Afilo Achim and Aim, not Midon Kathilo, even Achim and Aim are allowed to be made the Kathilo. Why? Because at the end of the day, Gerish is Kar, Kot and Shinoil Domi. Faith the Gemara, Mashname Arise. Why is it different than Arise? Meaning, Arise, you see, are also by Gerim. I, Gerish is Kar, Kot and Shinoil Domi. But Shiloyimru, people shouldn't say, Banu Mikdusha Kamur, Lakdusha Kala, Chazal instituted a parish of Arise. So, Akum, when it comes to Eidos, is not a problem. So he told him to push the terrace. He said, Erva la kol masura. Erva is something that's la kol masura, right? whether a person's an erva impacts everybody. Anyone's allowed to get married, and you can marry in theory anybody. So any person may now engage in the laws of Arayas, and he may say, one second, this was Aser when he was a Benoyach, now it's Mutter. So being that it's something that's out Berabim, it's Masura Lakoil, everyone's aware of it, so therefore we need to be more careful, more sensitive. And over there, Chazal said that even a Ger, although he's gotten Shnei Ladami, but we're going to institute a Parsha Arayas, we're going to act, we're going to make believe that they're actually related. But as opposed to Eidos, which is the Bezdin Masura, whether someone's Kashal Eidos or not, that's only something that Bezdin knows. That's something that stays within the halls of the courts. The Gerish Neskar is cotton chanel dummy. And as a result, this is not something that you have to worry about. And this concludes the sugya of Shnias La'arayas that's tucked away in Perek Ketzad, in the second Perek in Masechtas Yevamos. Not for now. But there is one very important chakira in the parasha of Shnias La'arayas, that Remeir Simcha in Ar Sameach, and it's here in Hilchas Yibam V'Chalitza, in Perek Vav, discusses. And that is, so Chazal came, and they instituted Shnias La'arayas. We have a parasha of Arayas, a parasha de Raisa, and Chazal instituted a parasha of Shnias La'arayas. These are women that midday Raisa, a person's allowed to marry, but the Chacham said that we're going to treat them like Yisurei Bia, and they dubbed them Arayas. Now, not Arayas de Raisa, but Arayas de Rabbanon. Shnias La'arayas. Like secondary types of Arayas. Klar Remeir Simcha, what was the gather of the Issa de Rabbanon, of the Shnias? Was the gather that they're Stam Yisurei Bia? Meaning, there are a lot of women that are Yisurei Bia. Midai Raisa, you have Arayas, you have Chavilavin V'esin. Midai Rabbanon, there's a whole parish of Yisurei Bia. Shnias La'arayas, because of the fact that it's a little too close to comfort to the Arayas, so Chomim said that they're also going to be Yisurei Bia. But at the end of the day, all they are is regular Yisurei Bia that are also Midai Rabbanon. Or said Remeir Simcha, being that the gather of Shnias La'arayas was, it was adding on to the parish of Arayas, so maybe the nature of the Issa de Rabbanon is we treat them like an Erev de Rabbanon. So the gather is going to be that they're going to be an Erev de Rabbanon. Now, vada they're not an Erev de Raisa, in koich biyad chachamim, to create an Erev de Raisa. But maybe the gather of the Issa de Rabbanon, of the Shnias La'arayas, that Remeir Simcha is not that they're Stam Yisurei Bia de Rabbanon, but they're going to be Arayas mid Rabbanon. That was Remeir Simcha's chakira. Send Remeir Simcha, what's the nafkamina? So this piece from Meir Simchas and Hilchas Yibam V'Chalitza, and it's because his primary suffix, his primary shaila, is a Yevama shaila. His shaila was, what would be if Reuven and Shimon are brothers? Reuven was married to one of Shimon's Shnias La'arayas. However, he was only married to her Midi Rabbanon. So Reuven is married Midi Rabbanon to one of Shimon's Shnias La'arayas. Then Reuven died. And he left over no children. So now Reuven's wife falls liyibum to Shimon. Now, being that Reuven's only married midrabanon, she's only going to fall liyibum midrabanon. Aber lemaisa, she's going to fall liyibum. Now, what's the halacha ordinarily when a shnia falls liyibum? Isra mitzvah, it's the mishnah daf chaf amid aleph. Chiletzes v'loy mesiyah bemes. Aber klet remeir simcha, being that over here, the whole nefila liyibum is only in nefila midrabanon, because Reuven was only married midrabanon. So yeh shloimar, being that she's a shnia, if a shnia is an erva midrabanon, so maybe we dan her as an erva, and if we dan her as an erva, there's going to be no yibam and no chalitza. Meaning, why is it that a shniya ordinarily is chaylatzis v'loy mesiyabemes? It's because midday raisa she fell a yibam. She's only a problem midday rabbanon. So the fact that she's an yisurei bia de rabbanon doesn't have the ability to be oiker a zika de raisa. But over here, the whole zika is only a zika de rabbanon. So if therefore you have a zika because of a de rabbanon, I also have a erva midday rabbanon. So maybe the way we look at it is we look at it on a de rabbanon level. The zika is a zika de rabbanon. The nefilas yibum is a nefilas yibum midday rabbanon. Midday rabbanon, she's an erva. An erva is potem and ayibum v'chalitza. Over here, it's true she's only erva midday rabbanon, but the whole zika is a de rabbanon. So maybe she doesn't even need chalitza. She'd be mutaris l'shuk even without chalitza. That's where Meir Simcha's shaila. Meir Simcha says another shaila, even a more pashta shaila, would be, what happens if someone's mekadesh a shnia? Is the kedushin typhus or is it not typhus? So of course it's typhus. What's the shaila? Kedushin's typhus b'chavi lavin, it's typhus b'chavi lavin v'esen. So if someone says, Arem mekadesh a slipit abas du gedash from Eichu v'Yisrael to a shnia la'arayas, she's only awesome midi rabbanon. How could it not be typhus? But says Rameh Simcha, what would be if someone's mekadesh a shnia midi rabbanon? It's a kedushin midi rabbanon. on a shnius la'rayas. So there, maybe you could say the kedushin is not going to be toifas at all, because being that the whole kedushin is a derabbanon, and mid derabbanon she's an erva, and an erva is loy tafsi ba kedushin. So says Rav Meir Simcha, it would then emerge, then the kedushin wouldn't be chal at all. But either way, this is his safek. His safek is that we look at shnius on a derabbanon level as being an erva. There's a new musig of an erva derabbanon, which really, at first glance, almost feels like the Pashtos. It's Shnius L'Arayas. It's an addendum to the Parish of Arayas. Not Midei Rais and Midei Rabbanon. If that's the case, it comes when major Nafkaminas L'Alocha. Nafkaminas in the world of Itfis, it's Kedushin. Nafkaminas in the world of Yuvamis, Pater, Mina Chalitza, Mina Yibum, maybe with Tsaris, Atsoy Fa'olam, Ayin Sham. It's in Hilchas Yibum V'Chalitza, because there's a tremendous Yuvamis undertone in this piece. Either way, without further ado, the next Gemara is a classic Gemara. It's a Gemara that parts of which we've discussed over the years. It ties into some very famous epic Shebe epic type raid. Depending on how much time we have, we'll get into some of that. If somebody has a brother, doesn't matter what kind of brother he has. What does that mean? It doesn't matter what kind of brother he has. So the Gemara is going to discuss that. But Pasha, reading the Mishnah. Someone has a brother. He causes his brother's wife to fall a yibam. So just reading the words of the Mishnah is a little confusing. We're talking about Reuven, right? Reuven in our story is the brother that dies and he leaves over no children. So if Reuven has a brother, it doesn't matter what kind of brother he is, in the event that Reuven dies, Reuven's wife is now going to fall a yibam. That's what the Mishnah said. The achav hu l'chol davar. Not just that, this brother, Shimon, is Reuven's brother, l'chol davar. The only time if someone has a brother, the halacha is then if he dies, leaves home with no children, his wife is not going to fall a yibum, is if the brother that he has is not from the same mother, that we don't care about, because achim min ha'av, that's all that matters, but not just not from the same mother, but Shimon's mother was a shifcha or an avedes kechavim. In that case, the halacha is that Shimon is not a yid. We'll see about that on other days. And because he's not a yid, he's not considered a brother. If he's not considered a brother, so then there's not going to be any yibam. What happens if someone has a son? So again, we're talking about Reuven. He's the ach that dies. If Reuven has a son, what kind of son? Mikol makoyim, any type of son. Then in the event that he dies, if Reuven dies, Reuven's wife is not going to fall a yibam, because the only time somebody falls the yibam is umes achad mehem uvein einloy. But if he has a son, even a ben son, that's a Mikol Makayim son, that's going to be enough. If someone has a son, even a Mikol Makayim, he's going to be chayiv if he hits his father, if he's Mekalel his father. Ubnoi l'chol davar, he's considered his son for everything. Chutz, but the except Mishiyesh le'bem and Hashivcha min Avez Chachavim, unless the son that he has came from a Shivcha or came from Levedes Chachavim, that son is not considered a son. And as a result, over there, the halach is going to be that, number one, it's not going to pater the mother from Yibum. Additionally, if he's not going to be Chayv HaMakasai, Falkil HaMakasai, and he's not going to be Benoy L'chol Davar. So again, the Mishnah, pretty straightforward, mentioned that if someone has a brother, then he dies and leaves over no children. So the halach is that his wife is going to fall to Yibum. If someone has a son and he dies, the halach is, his wife is not going to fall evil. But when we mention the ach, and we mention the ben, we refer to the ach as an ach mikol makom, and we refer to the ben as a ben mikol makom. Frey to Gemara, mikol makom lasu yeh mai. What does mikol makom mean? It's just what do the words seem to mean? I'm Rabbi Yehuda said lasu yeh mamzer. It's coming, lasu yeh mamzer. That if somebody has a brother, but his brother's a mamzer, what does it mean he's a mamzer? He was born from a union of chayvei krisos. So he's considered a brother, and the halach is, if he dies, leaves over no children, his wife is going to fall a yibum to the mamzer. Zok the Gemara pshita. It's pashut. What's the chiddush? Achifu. It's his brother at the end of the day. So why is it a chiddush that Yevama that falls the yibum to a mamzer, she's considered a yevama? So the Gemara says, "Mal d'tema, I would have thought leilof achva achim bnei Yaakov." Because what's the makar that achim is achim and avi? Learn it from bnei Yaakov. Amala halam ksheirim v'lepsulim. Just like the bnei Yaakov, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, the shift they caught, they weren't mamzerim, they were ksheirim. So afkan ksheirim v'lepsulim. So you would think maybe the only time there's a mitzvah yibum is if they're ksheirim. Kamash malon. That's the chiddush that even a mamzer. So it's such a good hava. I mean, the Gemara says, "Why not? If you learn it from Yaakov, maybe a mamzer should be excluded." So the Gemara says, "Kivin del inyan yibum miftar." Niftar miska knami zakik. Being that a son, as we're about to see, the Gemara is going to learn from a pasuk. Even if the son is a mamzer, then the mamzer's son will pater the mother from yibum. So too, if the brother is a mamzer, the brother mamzer is going to obligate the Yavama in Yibam. Meaning we're consistent. Just like the Ben of the parasha, when it says Ubein Einloi, Ben means even a Mamzer. So to Achim, when it says Achim, Achim means even a Mamzer. So you're right. Mitzad the Bnei Yaakov, you would exclude a Mamzer. But being that Ben means Mamzer, Achim means Mamzer as well. For Achavu L'chol Dover. So we said that the brother that's a Mamzer is Zoykikli Yibam. Not just that, he's Achav L'chol Dover. So what does it mean L'chol Dover? L'yarsho L'tamaloi. When it means another one for Yerusha, brothers Yarshin each other. So even a Mamzer with Yarshin his brother, that's not a Mamzer. Additionally, the Latamala. If you have a Koyin is not allowed to be Matama to anybody. To a Karev, he's allowed to be Matama. One of the Karev he's allowed to be Matama to is a brother. What if his brother was a Mamzer? Talach Zigim Matama to him. So the Gemara says, Peshitta. Achavu. It's his brother. I mean, the Gemara doesn't see why that's a Chiddush. As much as Mamzer is an anomaly, and in certain areas in Allah, he has his own Shulchan Aruch, but at the end of the day, you want to know if he's his Karev, he's his Karev. So, Frank the Gemara, I understand why I need Psukim to tell me all these things. I need a Mishnah to tell it to me. So, the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. No, it's a Chiddush. I would have thought, hell, because if it says, Kim L'Sheirei Karev, a Koyin, again, who's not allowed to be Metamah to people, is allowed to be Metamah to Krovim. One of the Krovim is allowed to be Metamah, the seven Krovim. One of them is his wife. Kim L'Sheirei means his wife. A Karev, Omar, Sheirei Zuishle. There's another passage that says, Lo Yitame Baal Ba'am. Of Leichale, that it's mashma that a kohen is not be metama to his wife. So could a kohen be metama? Could he not be metama? So Chazal said the way you answer the stira is yesh bal shem metama, yesh bal shein metama. Sometimes a husband can be metama, and sometimes a husband cannot be metama. Okay, it's on metama hu leishtek shera. If his wife is a shera, she's a woman, he's allowed to marry. Then he's allowed to be metama. If he metama leishtek psula, but if his wife was a psula, for example, someone married a chayvi lavin, kedushin stoifes bechayvi lavin. But if she's a psula, then the halach is he's not allowed to be metama. So you see that when comes to being metama, a person, a kohen, is not allowed to be metama to his wife if she's a psula. So you would have thought, hachanami, metamu la'ach kasher. Maybe a kohen is allowed to be metama to his brother if he's kasher. Oh, but they metama la'ach pasul. Maybe he can't be metama to his brother, that's pasul. Just like a man can't be metama to his wife, that's a psula. So maybe a brother can't be metama to his brother, that's pasul. Kamash b'lon dasa techidish from the Mishnah. Dava achavu l'chol dover, the ma'hilchasa, l'yarsha l'tamaloi. So t'gimar v'ema hachinami. Maybe not. Maybe he shouldn't be able to be metama. Just like a kohen can't be metama to his wife if she's a psula, maybe a brother shouldn't be able to be metama to his brother if he's a apostle. So the Gemara says a geshmaket chilek. The Gemara says hasam lafuke kaima hacha achifu. If somebody's married to a woman and she's a psula, what's the halacha? He has to divorce her. It's pasha. He's not allowed to be with her. I kedushin stoifes. That just means they're married. That just means he has to give her a get. That just means she's an eishes ish. That just means if he dies, she falls liyibum. That just means you have all the dina yerusha. But then I'll let her live together. So the halacha is that this man needs to divorce his wife. Being that he needs to divorce his wife, so therefore we say he's not allowed to be metamater. But if you have two brothers and one brother's apostle, so he's his brother, he doesn't have to do anything. There's no chiv of what? He has to divorce his brother? What does that mean? So obviously there's nothing to do by a husband and a wife where he has to give her a get. So over there, there's a svara, la fuke kaima, so therefore you can't be metamater. When it comes to brothers, it doesn't makes sense for there to be any such svara, and it's for that reason he would be able to be metama. So the Mishnah said that that's true, that any ach, even an ach mikomachem, which we just defined as a mamzer, is considered a brother regarding all the halach as a brother. However, if your brother's mother was a shifcha, that's a shifcha knanis, or an avedes kechavim, or a full-fledged non-Jew, so then he's not considered your brother. My time, and what's the reason? Amakra, it's based on a pasuk in Parashas Mishpatim. Isha v'yilodeh ti'el adonai. Pasuk's describing an Eved Ivri, where if he's an Eved Ivri that was sold by Bezdin, an Eved Shemachru Bezdin, that loch is his adonai is allowed to give him a shifcha knanis, so that he's going to breed children for his adonai. And the pasuk says, who owns those children? Ha'isha v'yilodeh ti'el adonai. Meaning, even after the Eved Ivri, Sheishanim Tavid, when eventually he goes free, but the halach is that his kids end up staying with the other. What do you see? That the kids are not Yidden. I mean, the father's an Eved Ivri. The mother was the Shifcha. What happens to the kids? They stay with the Shifcha. Ha'isha v'yilodeh, ati aladaynel. So you see, the kids stay with the Shifcha. So if your mother's a Shifcha, you're a Shifcha. So therefore, it's pashit that if someone has a brother, same father, but his brother's mother was a Shifcha, see, he's with the Shifcha. He's not a Jew. If he's not a Jew, he's not Zekik Liyibum. There's no Dinim of Tumah and Yerusha. That's the Mishnah's exception. Mishnah Ben. Then the Mishnah said, if somebody has a son, Mikam Makim, any son, Poyter. So, Gemara, Mikam Makim, Lasuye Mai. What does Mikam Makim mean? I'm Rav Yudah. Rav Yudah said, Lasuye Mamzer. It's coming to Marba Mamzer. So, if someone dies, leaves over a son, but the son's a Mamzer, there's no mitzvah of Yibum. Meaning, there's no Lahakim Laachiv Shem. if he has a son. But you'll tell me, what do you mean? A son's a mamzer. Doesn't matter, he's a son. And as long as he has a son, there's no mitzvah lahakim lachav shem. So the Gemara says, my time, what's the reason for this? The Makro, the Pasuk says, uvein ein loy ayin olav. It says, ki yeshvu achim yachdav umeis achad mehem, uvein ein loy. The diak is, it says, ein loy aleph yud endanon. And Rashi says that what it could have said was, uven ein loy would add a yud. And Rashi brings places in the Torah where the Torah sometimes says the word ein without a yud. Ein kesef, mei ein yevami, mei ein bilam. So there are times where the Torah uses the word ein without a yud. Why would the Torah add a yud? To teach me a drasha. This is a drasha, by the way, that we find in different parashiyas in the Torah. Different sugyas and shas are based on this same drasha. The extra yud in the word ein, and it teaches me ayin olav. Ayin olav means do an excessive investigation. Do a real due diligence. Find out. Make sure he has no children. Meaning, if it's ein loy on a superficial level, that's not ben ein loy. Ayin olav, and then determine if he's ein loy. What are we coming to be married? But meaning, even if there's a mamzer, that's a ben on some level. That's what ben mikomok means. That even if he has a mamzer, there's not going to be a loch of yibam. Finally, the chayiv al matmasa. Mishnah said that in the event that someone has a child that's a mamzer, so this child is considered a child. Lamai nafkimina. Number one, yivamis poiter eishes aviv minayibam. Number two, v'chayiv amakasoi ukilolasoi. If he hits his father, if he's makal his father, he's going to be chayiv. Ufmanoi lechalover. And then the Mishnah said he's going to be considered his son for everything. So the Gemara says, so you're telling me that if a mamzer hits his father, who's makal his father, the halach is he's going to be chayiv. Amai. Frank the Gemara kari kavanasi be'amcha lo yisar. But isa maisam amcha. The halach is a person's not allowed to be makal his father. A person's also not allowed to be makal the nasi. The Nasi, he's the Melech. When Torah says that you now be Mekal the Nasi, it says V'nasi Ba'amcha. The word Ba'amcha is extra. And Chazal darshened it Ba'oisei Maisa Amcha. That the only time there's a nisa for a person to be Mekal the Nasi is if he behaves like a Nasi. But if this is a Nasi that doesn't behave like a Yid, there's no Issa. And Chazal extended this not only to the Issa to be Mekal the Nasi, but also for the Issa to be Mekal a father or the Issa to hit his father. So just like by the Nasi, there's a Tanai Ba'oisei Maisa Amcha. By a Tat, there's also a Tanai Ba'oisei Maisa Amcha. So what's the Kasha? If someone has a child that's a mamzer, by definition, he's not a oisa maisa amcha. Because where does a mamzer come from? A bias iser. A very chomer bias iser. A bias iser of chavi krisos. So that means by definition, this man was not an oisa maisa amcha. If he wasn't an oisa maisa amcha, so the child then should not have a chiv of kibud of aim. So if that's the case, chayv amakasiv al kilolosai, a mamzer? A mamzer's father, by definition, is not a noise of ma'isa amcho. And for the Gemara, the Rav Pinchas Meshwede, Rav Papa, by said tshuva, just like Rav Pinchas Meshwede, Rav Papa answered, not this question, but a different question. And his teretz was an akimta. The akimta was, we're talking about whether Yid did tshuva. Hachanami, we can apply that akimta here too, and we can say kishasa tshuva. So about the man did tshuva, if he did tshuva, now he's always a ma'isa amcho. It's true, at some point he clearly wasn't, but now he is. Faith the Gemara, v'aybar tshuva hu. Could a person that was Baal Chayvi Krisus and had a child that's a mamzer do tshuva? But tonight we learned in the Mishnah, Shimon ben Manasseh, Omer Shimon ben Manasseh said, Ezeum uvas la yuchal liskoy. What's an example of someone that doesn't have erva, he can't do tshuva? Zeh Baal la erva. Vahuyle mimeno mamzer. It's referring to someone that's Baal an erva. Vahuyle mimeno mamzer. At that point, he can't do tshuva anymore. Because once a mamzer is born, it's too late to do tshuva. So Zok Digmar, he can't do tshuva. So don't tell me also tshuva. That's an akimta that works in certain places, but not over here. And for the Gemara, a fascinating teretz, a teretz that we have related raid bites on, a shtickle from the Minchas Chinuch, etc., etc., and that is hashtam miya oisa maisa amcha. It's true that a person that is born chayvi krisos has a child that's a mamzer, he can't do tshuva. But at the same time, he could be considered an oisa maisa amcha. And as it relates to whether or not a child is chayiv amakasev el kilolasei, if he hits or he's makala's father, what it depends on is not whether or not the father did tshuva for every aveira he ever did. But what it depends on is, can we now describe this man as being an oisa maisa amcha, or it's not an oisa maisa amcha? If he's an oisa maisa amcha, you're going to be chayiv. If he's not an oisa maisa amcha, in that case, you're not going to be chayiv. What we're saying is that it's true, someone that's bala erva, heilu menu mamzer, he can't do tshuva. He's a ma'uvas la yuchaliskan. Aber, if he does tshuva, although the tshuva is not going to work to be mesaking the lav, aber, oisa maisa amcha, that's something he can be. Tshuva on the cheftza, tshuva on the gavra, again, so many related raid bites, so little time. That's why we have related raid bites. But as it relates to today's daf, we're going to exhale right now. The next Gemara is going to go deep into tomorrow's daf. So instead of starting the Gemara and then recapping it in the beginning of the daf, we'll just give ourselves a little more time for raid and we'll start the Gemara tomorrow. So just one ha'ara, just to be mefalful a little bit. Little all over the place, but with a little bit of seder and cheshbin. As relates to some of the raid that we've been talking about, Masechtas Yevamos, and very, very much related to the Gemara that we learned in today's daf. But first, just to go back to raid that we spoke about on Daf Chof, and that is Tosfos and Masechtas Yevamos Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Tosfos asked a bumbakasha. The Mishnah mentions the first Mishnah in the Masechta, Chamesh Esrei Noshim, Poitroi Sarei Seyem, Vitzorei Sarei Seyem, Menachalitza Menayibun, And the Mishnah goes on and it lists 15 arayos. Right, Sakasha. The Chura, there's a 16th erva that the Mishnah could have, would have, should have mentioned. And that is, Anita. What happens if Reuven and Shimon are brothers? Reuven dies, leaves over no children, but he leaves over a wife. His wife was Anita at the time that he died. Anita is a Chayve Krisos. Anita is mentioned in the parasha of the arayos. If that's the case, L'chaira, if an erva is pater min a chalitza min a yibam, you would think that Anita should also be pater min a chalitza or min a yibam. And by the way, says Tosfos, once Anita is pater min a chalitza min a yibam, if she's Anita at the time that she falls the yibam, even though she won't be Anita forever, but there's a halacha that once she's asur sha'achas, Nesra Yilamas. So this woman, the Chayre, should be an Erva, and she should always be Patim and a Chalitza and a Yimus. Afraid Tosfos. So if the Mishnah mentioned 15 Arayas for listening to Zayin, why didn't the Mishnah mention the 16th Erva? Why didn't the Mishnah mention that a Nida that falls the Yibum is going to be Patim and a Chalitza and a Yibum? Not only her, but her Tzara and her Tzara Tzara at Soifoil. So Tosfos has a Teretz. And what emerges from Tosfos' Teretz is that even though you could have had a Havamina that a Nida should be an Erva, but a Nida is not an Erva. Why not? Tais says to Svaris, why Nida is not considered an Erva? But then Taisfah says that not only is Nida not considered an Erva, but there's a Gemara Masech, this Psachim Daf Ayin Beis Amud Beis. And from that Gemara it's Mashma, emphasis on Mashma, but from that Gemara it's Mashma, says Taisfah, that not only is Nida not an Erva, but she's a Bas Yibum. Which means that if a Yavam would be Boil, Yevimtai Nida, he would be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Yibum. The Halacha is the Yibum would go into effect, and this Yavam and Yavama would now be husband and wife. As I said, Tosfos. So Tosfos says, not only is Nida not an Erva, not only is she not Potem in a Yibum with Chalitza, not only doesn't she not Pater her Tzara, but if somebody would actually be Meyavim and Nida, the Halacha is, it would be Chal the Yibum. The Yibum would actually go into effect. Why is that such a big Chiddush? Because even Chayvi Lavin Ve'esin we saw on Daf Chaf, the Halach is in Baalu Loikano. Because Ein Asei Doichol Loisa Asei Vazei. But in Nida, who's a Chayvi Krisus, it's more Kuladik, and over there the Halach is in Baalu Kan. Rabbi Chanan, Hashem Yim Kam Dama, in Kovet Sa'aris, in Simen Yur Aleph, he asks a Bamba Kasha, and also a very, very posh the Kasha. He says, everyone knows the Halacha of Mitzvah Baba Avera. If somebody steals Dalad Minim, and he's Mekayim the Mitzvah with Dalad Minim that's stolen, the Halacha is he's not Mekayim the Mitzvah of Dalad Minim. Why? He did a Mitzvah. It says in the Torah, L'kachtan L'chem B'yem Rishon, he just observed the Mitzvah. The reason is because this Mitzvah that he did came Al Yedei Avera, and there's a Halacha called Mitzvah Baba Avera. Now, it's a big machlokes Rishonim. If a person does a Mitzvah Baba Avera, does it mean he's not Mekayim the Mitzvah? Or really, he is Mekayim the Mitzvah, just so happens it's not like a lechatchila way to do it because he did it all day aver. Oh, but there's a lot of rishonim that hold that mitzvah baba avera means you're actually not mekayim the mitzvah. So Freit Rabbi Chanan says, if that's the case, I don't understand. How could it be that if someone is boil, yevimtoi nida, the halacha is, he's koina, he's mekayim the mitzvah of yibum, it's a mitzvah baba avera. It's true, he just did a mitzvah. He was mekayim a mitzvah of yivama yava yala, but he was boil and nida. Bilas Nida is Chayvi Krisus. She's one of the Arayas in the Torah. So at the end of the day, it's a Mitzvah Baba Aver. So if it's a Mitzvah Baba Aver, why is it different than a Lulav HaGazel? A Lulav HaGazel is a Mitzvah Baba Aver. You're not Mekayim the Mitzvah of Lulav Ledas Kama Rishonim. So Frank Rabbi Chanan, so if that's the case, Hayitachin, why is it that if someone is Boil Yevimtoi Nida, the Halach is it's going to be Kain. This is Rabbi Chanan's Kasha. So we're going to take a step back and we're going to return to today's Daf. And then Be'ezus Hashem, at the end of the raid, by come back to speak of Rabbi Chanan's Teretz. So our Mishnah discussed the definition of a son as it relates to the halacha of Yibum. Why does that matter? Because the pasuk says, "Ki yeshu achim yachdav umeis achad mehem uvein einoy." If he has a son, there's no yum. If he doesn't have a son, there is yum. So the question is, what's the definition of a son? So the Mishnah said, "Mi sheyesh loy ben mikom makom, poiter eish asavim min ayibum." A son, even if he's only a ben mikom makom, is considered a son. The Gemara said mikom makom lasuye mai. The Gemara said lasuye mamzer. If someone has a son that's a mamzer, so the halacha is this son is now going to pater his mother from yibum. And then the Mishnah continued, and the Mishnah said that a mamzer is considered a son in yibum. He's also chayiv amakosav al kilos. If he hits his father, he's mekal his father, he's going to be chayiv because he's considered a son. And then the Mishnah says ubnoi l'chol davar. That really, to be honest, he's a son l'chol davar. For all areas in halacha, this son is considered a son. The Ramban and the Rajba and the Ritva, all the Rishonim, they quote a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that what does the Mishnah mean when it says ubnoi l'chol davar? Right, the Mishnah says that a mamzer is poyter eish asavim min ayibum. A mamzer is chayv amakosev al kilu lasay. And not just that, ubnoi l'chol davar. What does it mean that a mamzer is considered b'noi l'chol davar? Says the Yerushalmi, afilu l'piri yavirifya. What it means is that if you have a man who has a child that's a mamzer, the halacha is that child counts as it relates to the mitzvah of Piri Yavirivya. So we know it's Machlokes B'Shaim Besil, what exactly the mitzvah of Piri Yavirivya is. According to Besil, a person has to have a boy and a girl. According to Beis Shammai, even two boys, Lasulavoi, the tshuva from the Avnei Nezer, the Inkam Mekoyim. But there's a mitzvah of Piri Yavirivya, says the Yerushalmi, what happens if a person has a child that's a mamzer? Does that mamzer count as a child in Yom Pruvu or not? Zokti Rishalmi, al zen nema, that's what the Mishnah means, ubnoi l'chol davar, that it's going to be considered a child, even with regards to periphery. This halacha of the Rishalmi is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah, in Eben Ezra Simen Aleph, at Sif Katan Zayin, at the very end of the Sif, says the Ramah, hoya ha-ben mamzer, if a person has a son and the son's a mamzer, aicher reshoit v'katan, or if he's aicher reshoit v'katan, kayim ha-mitzvah, the halacha is he's mekayim the mitzvah, and the makar, of course, to this Ramah, is the Rishonim, who quoted Yerushalmi, where the Yerushalmi said it, to be mefarish, our Mishnah, Yevamos, Chafez, Amar Aleph, that if someone has a child that's a mamzer, the halacha is he's mekayim the mitzvah of Pruvru. Makshim achrayinim, uberoisham, this question is said over in the name of the Rit al Ghazi. But really, all the achrayinim ask, an obvious kasha, how could a person be mekayim a mitzvah of Pruvru with a child that's a mamzer? L'chayra, if he had a child that's a mamzer, that means he was boy l'chayvi krisos. If he was boy l'chayvi krisos, that means he did an aveira. If he did an aveira, so that means this mitzvah of Pruvru was ba yudei aveira. It's a mitzvah above aveira. It's according to the Rishonim that hold that if a person does a mitzvah above aveira, he's not mekayim the mitzvah. You would think if someone fathers a mamzer, ein locha mitzvah above aveira gedoy lemizu. So makshim achroinim. How is it possible? And all the Rishonim bring this b'shem the Rishalmi. A person can be mekayim the mitzvah puravu, but a mamzer l'chayra. How can he be mekayim puravu and a mamzer? Why is not a mitzvah above aveira? So it's yodua that the minchas chinuch in mitzvah aleph says a beautiful teretz, al pi yisoid of the Shar HaMelech. So the Shar HaMelech is in Hilchus Lulav, it's Perik Ches Halacha He. Shar HaMelech is discussing the Halacha Mitzvah Baba Avera, and he brings a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, what happens if Pesach falls out on Shabbos? It's Friday night, and it's the Leil HaSeder. And a person didn't have matzah, and he went to borrow matzah from his friend, and he did what Chazal was always so worried that he was going to do. He was maver the matzah, dalar amas b'shus harabim. He carried the matzah, mishusayach, mishus harabim, dalar amas b'shus harabim. He brings it home, he sits down on the seder, and he fears a beautiful tish, and he eats the matzah. Is it mekayim the mitzvah of matzah? Is it not mekayim the mitzvah of matzah? So Shar HaMelech learns up in Yerushalmi that he's going to be mekayim the mitzvah of matzah. I freak the Shar HaMelech. How can you mekayim the mitzvah of matzah? L'chor it's a mitzvah of aveira. How was he mekayim the mitzvah of matzah? By carrying the matzah. He didn't have matzah. He carried it in Rishus HaRabim. He brought it home, and now he was mekayim the mitzvah of matzah. So why should this person be mekayim the mitzvah? Isn't it a mitzvah abav aveira? Zok to Shar HaMelech, it's mavur in the Yerushalmi, that the only time you say mitzvah abav aveira is if at the same time, at the very same moment that the person is being mekayim the mitzvah, he's also doing the aveira. But what would be if a person, when he's doing the mitzvah, is not doing an aveira? It just so happens that he did an aveira to get him to the point that he was able to be mekayim the mitzvah. That's not a mitzvah baba aveir. Mitzvah baba aveir is ba'oisoi rega mamish. At the time that you're doing the mitzvah, you're also doing the aveir. Then you would say mitzvah baba aveir. But if right now when I'm doing the mitzvah, I'm not doing an aveir. This second I'm not doing an aveir. 5 minutes ago I did an aveir. And the only reason I'm able to do the mitzvah is because I did an aveir. It's nice cheshbonus. But the bottom line is that's not a mitzvah baba aveir. Mitzvah baba aveir is a technical halacha. And it states that if a person, while he's doing a mitzvah, is also doing an aveir, and the mitzvah is that he's doing, this person who carried matzah to bring to his seder table, what he did was not okay. And he's also leading the v'cheshbin for what he did. And it's certainly not the way the Torah wants you to do mitzvahs. Abba Lamaisa, when he's sitting at his seder table, wearing his vasa kittel, at that point he's not doing an aveira. At that point he's only doing a mitzvah. Memeilo, zokta shara melech, learning in the Yerushalmi, that's not going to be considered a mitzvah above aveira. Zlofiza, zokta mechas chinuch, yeish lemer gavaldik. He said, what's the mitzvah approval? The mitzvah is to be fruitful and to multiply, right? The mitzvah is for a person to have a family. How does a person have a family? Through bia. That's the maisa that the person does in order for him to be mekayim the mitzvah. Abba vasa the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the maisa bia. Zokta mechas chinuch can't be. He says, number one, because a person could do a maisa bia and not have children. So clearly, the bia in and of itself can't be the mitzvah. The oid, it's a Gemara Masechtas Yevamah, it's a Perek HaBal Yevim that we're going to learn in a few weeks, where the Gemara says that if someone has children, and then lo yaleinu, the children die, even though when he had the children, he was mekayim the mitzvah puruvu, but if the children are not alive anymore, he's no longer mekayim the mitzvah. Now, if the mitzvah is the bia, then why does it matter if the children are alive or if they're not alive? So the Mechas Chinuch said, it's muchach from here, that the mitzvah of Puruvu is not the maisa bia. The mitzvah is to have children. Now, how does a person have children? Through a maisa bia. That is what he needs to do in order for him to fulfill the mitzvah. But the kiyuma mitzvah is the fact that he has children. And the chorega verega that the person has a mishpach, he's mekayim at the first mitzvah in the Torah, the mitzvah puruvu. And if Rachmana Litzlan, something happens and now all of a sudden he doesn't have what he needs to be mekayim the mitzvah, so enochinami, he's no longer going to be able to be mekayim the mitzvah. I thought the mitzvah is the bia. No, the mitzvah is not the bia. So what is the bia? Zokta mechas chinuch, if you want to give it a term, it's a hechsher mitzvah. It's what the person needs to do in order for him to fulfill the mitzvah. But it's not the gufa mitzvah. The gufa mitzvah, says the Mechas Chinuch, is the fact that this person has children right now. Says the Mechas Chinuch, lefizetz miyushev the rit al gazi's kasha. Says lefizetz poshet, it's miyushev the achreinim's kasha. Achreinim has the kasha that the Ramban and the Rajb and the Ritva, they all quote Yerushalmi right here in Yuval Mishchapei Zaman Aleph, that if somebody has a child that's a mamzid, Allah is his b'noi l'chol davar. What does it mean l'chol davar? He's mekayim the mitzvah pruvu. Makshim achroinim, how can you be mekayim the mitzvah pruvu? It's a mitzvah baba aveira. How did you have this child? Through a bias iser. So isn't that a mitzvah baba aveira? The Teretz says, yeah, it taka did come al yedei aveira. However, the mitzvah and the aveira are not happening at the same time. The aveira took place b'shas the bia. The shas bia, that was a hechsher mitzvah. The mitzvah is when the person actually has the child. At the time that the person has the child, he's no longer doing the aveira. So being that the two things are not happening at the same time, and the Shara Melech already established based on the Yerushalmi, that the only time something's called a mitzvah baba aveira is if they happen b'vas achas, but if they don't happen b'vas achas, even though the mitzvah came al yedei aveira, but if it didn't happen mamish ba'oseh rega, then it's not considered a mitzvah baba aveira. So it's going to be miyushev kimin chayim this kasha, because it's true the bia happened al yedei aveira, but the bia is nisht the mitzvah. The bia is only the hechsher mitzvah. So it's true the hechsher mitzvah came al yedei aveira, but the mitzvah itself, which is having children, that didn't come al yedei aveira, and because that didn't come al yedei aveira, so for that reason it's not going to be a problem. Says the Mechas Chinuch, vayta here a mitzvah aleph. He says lefize you can answer another kasha, a shagis aryeis kasha, another zeltz kasha. There's a Gemara also later in Masechtas Yevamos daf samach beis amen aleph, a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. If somebody was a non-Jew and he had a family, and then he was megayer, his family was megayer. Halach is, does he have to get married now again to be mekayim the mitzvah puruvu? Or do we say that the children that he had when he was a non-Jew count so that he can be mekayim the mitzvah puruvu now as well? It's machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says he can be mekayim the mitzvah puruvu with the children that he had. Reish Lakish says gerushin is karka katan shenoy l'dami, and as a result, he is not any more miyuchis to those children. And so for that reason, he has an obligation again to go ahead and be mekayim the mitzvah. Freik the shagas arye. He says, I don't even understand this discussion. Over there, the Gemara, Rav Yechon and Rish Lakish, they talk to each other, they duel out this shayla. Freik the shagas arye. This whole shmuz is a pellet to me. This Gemara besachtes Rosh Hashanah, dat chof ches amar aleph. The Gemara there is discussing a person who goes through episodes. Pamim shayta, upamim chalim. Sometimes he's a shaita, and sometimes he's okay. What happens if this person, when he was in a state of being a quote-unquote shaita, he ate matzah? Spesach, he ate matzah. And then he became a pikeach. He's no longer a shaita. So the Gemara says he has to eat matzah again. I would mean he ate matzah already. No, but when he ate matzah, he was potter from eating matzah. Now he's chayv in eating matzah. So because now he's chayv in eating matzah, the fact that he ate when he was potter is not going to help him for right now when he's chayv. So you see from here that if a person does a mitzvah, but he does it at a time that he was potter from doing the mitzvah, and then later he becomes chayiv in the mitzvah, what he did when he was potter doesn't potter him for the tkufa that he's in when he's chayiv in the mitzvah. So if that's the case, says the Shai Gisari, I don't understand the machlokes Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish. I don't understand the Amoraim debating whether someone that had children when he was a non-Jew, now he was Megayer, whether he could be Mekayim the Mitzvah Puruvu with the children that he had when he was a Ben Noyach. When he was a Ben Noyach, he was potter from mitzvahs. Now that he's a Yid, he's Chayev in mitzvahs. So Frank the Shagasari, how is it possible that the children that he had when he was potter is going to help him for now that he's Chayev? As I Frank the Shagasari, it's a Yodua, it's a Kasha, it's a bomb Kasha. So to Mechaz Chinuch, he doesn't understand the kasha. It's a pella. And Lefi is Yisoy that we're speaking out right now. It's potter what the teretz is. He says matzah, the mitzvah is es matzah. That's what the mitzvah is. If a person eats matzah when he's a shayta, so he ate matzah when he was potter in a mitzvah. Now he's not a shayta anymore. Now he's chayiv a mitzvah. But l'maisin, you ate it when you were potter. So mean that you ate it when you were potter doesn't help you for now that you're chayiv. But the mitzvah of puruvu is what? The mitzvah is the bia? Of course not. The mitzvah is to have children. So this person went, he did a bia when he was a ben noyach, and he had children when he was a ben noyach. Peseda. Now he was megayer. Now he's mekayim the mitzvah. You know why? Not because of what he did when he was a ben noyach, because of his matzav now. Because right now he has children. So right now, why should he have a chiyuv to go and have children again? If the mitzvah peruvu was the bia, so then you would have to look at when was the bia done? Was it done in a zman of ptur? Was it done in a zman of chiyuv? And being that it was done in a zman of ptur, because the ben noyach is potter from piruv eruv, he certainly doesn't have the deraisa of the chiyuv of peruvu. So for that reason, it's pashut. The shagas hari is timing very good. Why is it different than a person that ate matzah when he was a shaita? Oh, but the mitzvah is doch kemul nishkevein the bia. L'chura, what was the mitzvah? The mitzvah was. The having children. Right now, after he was Megayer, he has children. So right now, after he was Megayer, he has children. Who cares that he initially had the children when he was a Ben Noyach? Who cares that the Bia happened when he was a Ben Noyach? That was just the Hechsher Mitzvah. Nobody cares when the Hechsher Mitzvah happened. We care when the Gufa Mitzvah happens. And right now, the Gufa Mitzvah, which is have children, is happening when he's a Yid. The fact that the children were born L'chadchila when he was a Ben Noyach, Sokhtu Mechaz Chinuch, he doesn't see why that should be Milo Meirit. Either way, this is the Mechaz Chinuch's Yisoid. Mechaz Chinuch's Yisoid is that the mitzvah of puruvu is not the maisa bia. That's the hechsher mitzvah. The mitzvah of puruvu is to have children. If the mitzvah is to have children, he's miyashiv the rital gaz, he's kasha on the Yerushalmi that all the Rishonim quote in today's daf Yevamos daf Chabez, and he's miyashiv the Turi Evan's kasha Maseches Rosh Hashanah daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph, which was a kasha Turi Evan asked a steerer between Yana Gemara and Rosh Hashanah Chav Ches, and the Gemara Maseches Yevamos daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph. So what does that have to do with the question we began with? We began with the question that Tosfos on the Beis Amud Aleph learned up a Gemara in Psachim Ayin Beis Amud Beis that it's mavur that if someone would be boiled Yevimtai Nida, the halach is he would be kain. And we said that Rabbi Chanan and Kovitz Aris asks that how could you be Mekayim the mitzvah of Yibum by being boiled in Nida? L'chur, it's a mitzvah Babaveira. And if it's a mitzvah Babaveira, according to several Rishonim, you're not Mekayim the mitzvah when you do a mitzvah Babaveira. So why is it that Yevimtai Nida Ba'alukan, l'chayra b'mbakasha. So l'chura, yesh l'achgar, as it relates to the mitzvah of Yibum, what exactly is the mitzvah? So we just said, regarding Puruvu, is it the bia? Isn't it the reality of having children? What about Yibum? We're learning Yevamos. What about Yibum? What's the mitzvah? And the truth is, b'muschol rishayim, just literally, at the surface, 20,000 feet, you can suggest three possibilities. Number one, Maybe the mitzvah of Yibum is to do a ma'isa bia. It says in the Torah, Yavama Yavai Ola. Yavai means bia. There's a mitzvah to do a ma'isa bia. Inami, option two. The mitzvah is to do an ma'isa ishus with the Yavama. Meaning, it says Yavama Yavai Ola, but it also says Ulekacha Loi Leisha. And really, the bia, what it does is it creates ishus. And we've spoken this out so many times that even though ordinarily isha niknes b'sholish drachim v'kasev shtarubia chupu v'kedushin, when it comes to yibum, the derech of how a person's koina, his yivama, is through bia. But the point is, it's a nuance, it's a subtlety. But the mitzvah could be the bia, or the mitzvah could be to do an ishus. It's the yivama yavayaleh. Or is it the lekacha leisha? Or maybe it's the yivma, which sounds like the yivama yavayla. Which one is it? Isn't it a ma'isa bia? Maybe that's the mitzvah. Or maybe the mitzvah is to do an ishus. Maybe a third side. Maybe the mitzvah is what the tayelis of yibum is. Why do you do yibum? Lahakim la'achiv shem. Maybe that's what the mitzvah is. Maybe the mitzvah is not the bia, not the ishus. That's all the hechatimtza. Really, what it's all about is to go ahead and to have a child through your brother's wife, and somehow that's going to perpetuate the memory from the grace of sight that the Ramban talks about in his Pirush Al HaTorah and Parashas Vayeshev. So three tzadim. Is it the bia? Is it doing ishus? Or maybe it's the hakim l'achav shem? So the truth is, I think b'muschol rishon, we have to knock out choice three. I think option C is immediately off the table. Why? Because the Gemara said on Daf Chav that chay ve'lavin, the halacha is chayletzes v'loy mesiyah bemes. So the Gemara asked the kasha, why is it chayletzes v'loy mesiyah bemes? Let me say of yibum yavama yavayala bidoicha v'loy sasei of whatever the chayvi laven is. And the Gemara says, I hear it's a good taina. Because the mitzvah of yibum is only the bir rishayna, and by the bir shneir there's no mitzvah anymore. L'chura, if the mitzvah of yibum is l'hakim l'achiv shem, so how could the bir rishayna be the mitzvah? L'chayra, you should have to be l'hakim l'achiv shem. That's when you can be mekayim the mitzvah. So it's clear in the Gemara, it's mefurish in Gemara, Yivam es Davchav, that the beer is the mitzvah. Oh, but the shayla is it choice A or choice B? Isn't it a mitzvah to go do a ma'isa beer? Or is the mitzvah not stam to go do a ma'isa beer, but rather the mitzvah is going to be to go and to create the ishus? Is the dogush, the emphasis of the mitzvah, to do a bia, or is the emphasis of the mitzvah to do an ishus? I think it's kedai to explain this a little bit better. That's poshet. That in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of yibum, you have to do two things. In order to be mekayim the mitzvah of yibum, you would have to do a bia, and you would have to be koyin of the yivam. Why am I saying it's poshet? Because Reb Chaim Brisker said so. Reb Chaim Brisker, and it's in Reb Chaim in Stenzlach, Reb Chaim said that it's poshet. That the only way you can be mekayim the mitzvah of yibum is if you do a bia, and if you actually are koyin of the yavama, she becomes your wife. Now the fact that you have to do a bia in order to be mekayim the mitzvah, that's pashut, yavama yavayala. Obviously, that's the only way you can be mekayim the mitzvah. Reb Chaim's chiddush really was that the only way you can be mekayim the mitzvah is if you do a bia, and if al yedei the bia, you're actually koyin of the yavama. What was Reb Chaim's hachrach? So Reb Chaim said a davar nifl, classic. He said that we had a sugya on Daf Chav regarding a chai ve'lavin or chai ve'lavin ve'esin that fall yibum. So what's the halacha? Chai ve'lavin chayletzes v'loy mesiyah bemes. Chai ve'lavin ve'esin chayletzes v'loy mesiyah bemes. And the Gemara said chai ve'lavin ve'esin. I understand that's pasha because in asay doicha lois asay v'asay. Chai ve'lavin is a little trickier because the chura asay should be doicha lois asay. But the Gemara said gzeir bi rishon ato bi yishne. Oh, but it's not parsha. Then asay doicha lois asay in yivamas. The makar is yavam es davchav. We keep on coming back to that, as we will continue to keep on coming back to it. Very foundational that. But in yavam es davchav, it's mavur that there's a parish of yibum when it comes to chay ve'lavin and to chay ve'lavin ve'esen. Freit Reb Chaim, I have an etza. I have a way for every single yavam who finds himself in a situation with a chay ve'lavin to be able to do yibum and not have any problems with the chay ve'lavin. What's his etza? We mentioned this very, very briefly, Matzah Shabbos. We mentioned this very briefly on Daf Chav. And that is the Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam Shita is that the only time a person is over any one of the Chai V'Lavin, all the Chai V'Lavin in the Torah, I'm sorry, it doesn't matter what it is. The only time a person is over any one of the Chai V'Lavin is if he's Boyel Derech Kedushin. So first he's Mekadesher, And then afterwards, he's boil. But if it's not derech kedushin, derech likuchin, he's not oivim medairaisa. That is the shitas haramam, it's in perik tazvav, hilchas yisurei biya halacha beis. That if he wasn't mekadesh, the chayve lavin, before the biya, he won't be oivim the isur deiraisa. So said Rab Chayim, I have an etzah. Anytime a chayve lavin falls the yibum, let the yavam do yibum. Let him be mekayim yavam or yavay oleh with no edim. If there's going to be no edim, so it's poshit, that no ishus is going to be chal al yedei the yibum. Now, why is it poshit? What do you mean? If somebody gets married without Adam, he's not married? He's married, just no one knows about it. No, he's not married. Because we know when it comes to Kedushin, the Adam aren't just there to prove that the Kedushin happened. You need the Adam to actually create the Kedushin. It's what's known as Edus Lekiyume. So said Reb Chaim, if the yibum would happen, shaloi be'edim, it wouldn't be a yibum. So he said, I have a poshit etza. Go ahead and be mekayim the yivam or yavay oleh, and let there be no edim. If there's going to be no edim, no ishus is going to be chal. Because ishus needs edus l'kiyume. You need edim to create ishus. You need edim under the chuppah, you need edim to create ishus. That's the halacha. So there'll be no ishus. If there'll be no ishus, there'll be no chai ve'lavin midai raisa. Because that's the Rambam shita. You're not over chai ve'lavin unless it was done derech ishus. And you'll be mekayim the mitzvah of yibum. So I have an etzah to be mekayim the mitzvah of yibum by chai v'lavin without being over the chai v'lavin, by chai v'lavin v'asin. Even though I say it's not doichel, lois asei v'asei. But this is an etzah to be able to go ahead and be mekayim the mitzvah. So Reb Chaim Stenzel said that it's muchach from here that if a person would be mekayim the mitzvah of yibum, he would do yivam yavay olev. But he wouldn't afterwards be in an ishus relationship with the Yavam, he wouldn't be mekayim the mitzvah. So if he wouldn't be mekayim the mitzvah, it's a moot point. You have no choice, you have to have Edom. You have to have Edom in order for it to be an ishus, and you have to have an ishus in order for it to be a mitzvah. The point is, that's Pashit, said Reb Chaim, that in order for a person to be mekayim the mitzvah of Yibum, you have to have a beer, Yavam Yavay Olah, and you have to have an ishus. Meaning the ishus is not just a dover noisef. It's part and parcel of the mitzvah. And without ishus, nidokai mitzvah. But here's the chakira. What is the gufa mitzvah? The gufa mitzvah is a maisa bia, or the gufa mitzvah is the ishus? Is it the maisa bia, or is it the ishus? If you look at the Rambam, in Sefer HaMitzvahs, it's a mitzvah resh yud vav, also known as resh tezayin. So the Rambam says as follows. Hishetzivanu liyos hayavam. The Rambam's 216th mitzvah is the mitzvah of Yibum. Listen to how the Rambam describes it. Shetzibanu liyos hayavam noiseyes eshes achiv kishameis v'lohiniach zerav. V'amru yisal liyavam ayavay ola. Again, I read it too fast. Shetzivanu liyos hayavam noiseyes eshes achiv kishameis. The mitzvah is for the Yavam to marry the Yavama. That's the mitzvah. Not to do a bia. The mitzvah is to marry her. The chinuch. When he brings the mitzvah of Yibum, mitzvah Tov Kuf Tzadik Ches, 598. Mitzvah Yibum. Shenitztava misha meis achiv, v'lohiniach banim, likach eshnes achiv ha-meis loy le'isha. V'zeu anikru yavam, batayru. U'bediv rabbi senu zuchayim l'racha. V'al senem ha-yavam ha-yavay ala. What's the mitzvah? Not to do a beer. The mitzvah is likach eshnes achiv ha-meis loy le'isha. The mitzvah is to get married. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs and the Chinuch in his Sefer HaMitzvahs. When they describe the mitzvah, they say, you know what the mitzvah is? The mitzvah is get married. The mitzvah is to be in a state of yishu. Dr. Balchanan and Kavitzar is the fize yesh loymar. Yesh loymar, the svar of the Michas Chinuch, albeit with a little bit of leap of faith, a little bit of a stretch, and that is, it's mavu in the Sha'ar Melech, the way the Sha'ar Melech learns in the Yerushalmi, that the only time there's a problem with mitzvah baba avera, that's only if at the rega you're doing the mitzvah, you're also doing the avera. But let's say somebody would carry matzah, dal, and amas, and then afterwards he would eat the matzah, it wouldn't be a problem with mitzvah baba avera. And according to the Rishayim, that you're not yoytze the mitzvah when you do a mitzvah baba avera, in this case, you would be yoytze the mitzvah. Why? It would not be a problem of mitzvah baba avera. It's lefize yesh loymar. What's the mitzvah of Yibum? The mitzvah of Yibum is not stam to do a maisa bia. The mitzvah is to get married. It's the result that comes about from the maisa bia. The maisa bia is like the maisa kinyan. What's the toyeles? The gufa mitzvah is the ishus. The state of ishus that the person's in after he does the maisa bia. What's the avera of being boil nida? It's the maisa bia. What's the mitzvah? Not the maisa bia. The mitzvah is the ishus that comes about adorich the maisa bia. Says Rabbi Chanan, yesh loymar, that spout, although subtle, is enough for it not to be considered a mitzvah baba avera. If the gufa mitzvah would be the bia, and the guf habiyas oichet an avera. So I'll say never mitzvah baba avera. How could this maisa mitzvah, which is also maisa avera, be one and the same? That's what a mitzvah baba avera is. Oh, but the guf hamitzvah is not maybe the bia. It's the ishus that comes about as a result of the bia. So what's the bia? It's kemoi, says Rabbi Chanan. It's not mamish, but it's like a heksha mitzvah. It's not a heksha mitzvah because it's the mitzvah. But it's like a heksha mitzvah. It's what you need to do to get you to the state and to the place where you're actually being mekayim the mitzvah. But being that the kiyum mitzvah really comes a second after the bia. It's that state that you're in once the bia happened, which is you're in a state of ishus. So even though the bia itself came al yidei avera, maybe that in and of itself won't be considered a maisa avera. So in other words, the same terrorist that the Michas Chinuch said to answer the Rital Gazi's kasha, to be miyashiv, the Shita said Yerushalmi, that all the Rishonim quote in today's daf, why if someone has a child that's a mamzer, the halacha is that he's kibnoi l'chal davi, he's mekayim the mitzvah pur avruz, gepaskin in the Ramah, nevenezer, simen aleph, sivkot nevav, ay, l'chayre, ein l'cha mitzvah habob aveiru, gedoy l'mizu. The Torah says, because the two things are not happening b'vas achas. The mitzvah pur avruz, when you have the child, the aveira happens b'shas tabiyah. I mean that they're not happy b'vas achas, that's the yisoid of the Sharon Melch, that's not mitzvah habob aveiru. So over there, it's dramatic. Did the abiyah happen? And then 9 months later, the mitzvah took place. Over here, it's not nearly as dramatic. But the point is, when it comes to Yivon's Dezel Bazach, the reason Yevimtoi Nida Ba Leikonon, you can be Mekayim the mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah, Baba Avera, Zokra Bolchonon, it's because the Avera is the Guf Abiyah. The mitzvah is not the Guf Abiyah. It's the Maisa mitzvah is the Biyah, but the Guf HaMitzvah is what comes about as a result. It's the moment after. That's what the Guf HaMitzvah is. It's the state of Yishus. And being that it's not Mamish B'Vazachas, we look at the Biyah as a hechshel mitzvah, and that's not going to be a problem with mitzvah baba aveira. Just to explain it with a drop more beer. Zok Rabbi Chanan, there are two types of mitzvahs. You have mitzvahs where the tachlis of the mitzvah is to do the maisa mitzvah. And then you have mitzvahs where the tachlis of the mitzvah is the result and the effect that you're going to have after you do the maisa mitzvah. So for example, we're shloshim yoyim before Pesach right now. There's a mitzvah, be'erev toichul matzahs. At the Leil Seder, every single year has a mitzvah, to eat a kezayis of matzah. The maisa mitzvah is the mitzvah. The mitzvah is eat a kezayis of matzah. But then you have another mitzvah. A mitzvah such as the heishiv es hagzeila ashagaza. Somebody stole. He has a mitzvah now to return what he stole. Now, his mitzvah is to take the thing he stole and return it. But that's poshit, that what the Torah wants is not to do a maisa hashavas hagzeila. What the Torah wants is the toyeles, what's going to come about as a result of the fact that this person went ahead and he did this maisa mitzvah. So I said, Rabbi Chanan, there are some mitzvahs where the mitzvah is the maisa and the maisa is the mitzvah. Then there are mitzvahs where, of course, the way you do the mitzvah is by doing a maisa, but at the same time, the guf hamitzvah is not so much the maisa mitzvah, but it's the toyeles that comes about as a result of the fact that you did a maisa mitzvah. So yesh lachka when it comes to yibum. Is yibum a mitzvah where the maisa mitzvah is the mitzvah, and the mitzvah is the maisa mitzvah? Or maybe yibum is a mitzvah where you do a maisa mitzvah, but the real tachlis of the yibum is not the maisa itself, but the real tachlis of the yibum is the result, and it's the effect, and it's the tayelis that's going to come about as a result of what it is that you did. So Zok Rabbi Chanan, l'chur it's totally in the shayla. If the mitzvah of yibum is the bia, that is the ganza mitzvah. Yeah, there's a tenai that it has to also be kind of ishus, but the mitzvah itself is the bia. So then it's just a maisa mitzvah. That's all it is. If, however, the mitzvah of Yibum is to be koina this isha, the mitzvah of Yibum is the ishos. Now how you koina yidei bia. Ordinarily your isha niknes bekesef shtar bia. Over here she's only niknes bia. But the point is that the bia is the maisa mitzvah, but it's not the toyeles, it's not the tachlis of the mitzvah. The tachlis of the mitzvah is that they should be husband and wife, and they're going to build a family. L'hakim l'achav shem. Now they're going to go ahead and they're going to have children. So then it comes out that although the maisa mitzvah is the bia, but the toyeles of the mitzvah, the tachlis of the mitzvah is not the bia, but rather it's what comes about al yidei the bia. It's this ishos that's going to be created through the bia. So says Rabbi Chanan, he says that yesh loyma, when it comes to the halacha mitzvah baba avera, maybe the only time you say mitzvah baba avera is if the avera itself is happening at the exact same time that you're doing the mitzvah, and not just at the time that you're doing the mitzvah, but where the mitzvah is the maisa and the maisa is a maisa avera. So over there you would say mitzvah baba avera. However, if you're doing a mitzvah, a maisa mitzvah baba avera, but the tachlis of the mitzvah is not the maisa, The mitzvah is the maisa, but the tachlis, the toyeles, is not the maisa. But rather, it's the toitsa that comes about because of the maisa that you're doing. In that case, it's not going to be a mitzvah of aver. What do you mean? When I did the maisa, I was doing an avera. That's true. But the tachlis, the toyeles of the mitzvah is not the maisa. And it's the toitsa that comes about as a result of it. At that point, you're not doing the mitzvah anymore. But I was thinking, just to end the daf with a kasha. A bomba kasha. It's a festa kasha. Which really opens up a lot of rage. Not an easy kasha, but I think it's kedai. And just to leave it with this kasha, and that is, we just said over that the mitzvah of Yibum is a maisa bia. But it's not enough to do a maisa bia. It's a maisa bia that creates issues. Reb Chaim proved it from his grace and raya. His raya from the fact that why every single time you have an issue, the chai bilav of Essen with Yibum, why don't you just do Yibum without Eden? Like this, you'll be mekayim the mitzvah because the mitzvah doesn't need Eidim. You won't have the issues. That's true. But if you won't have the issues, according to the Rambam, that holds the only time you're over chayvi lavin is if there's issues, you won't have the issue rice either. So Reb Chaim said, it's muchach for me that the only way you mekayim the mitzvah is if there's also an issues. So Reb Chaim asked the Meir de Gekasha. His kasha was, the Gemara in Daf Gimel on the days brought a brisa, how you know that an erva doesn't fall a yibam? What's the makar that an erva that falls the yibam is potem and a chalitza and a yibam? It's learned out from Oleo Oleo. It says Oleo in the parasha of Yibum, Yivom Yovei Oleo. It says Oleo by the Erev of Achis Yishav, Yishal Achoyso Leisikach Litzor, Legalos Ervasa Oleo Bechaya. And we learn from there that even B'makam Yivom Yovei Oleo, still Yishal Achoyso Leisikach, still there's going to be an Israel. In other words, the Gemara, in the Tchilas HaSugyo, Daf Gimel Amid Beis, had a pasuk and makar that if an erva chayvei krisus falls the Yibum, there's going to be no Yibum v'chalitz. Afraid the Gemara Kasha, time of the Kasa Rachman Oleo, the only reason, it sounds like, the halacha is there's no yibum by an erva is because we have a Joshua ole ole. Halav hachi, otherwise you would have thought that maybe there is a mitzvah of yibum, even by a chai v'krisus. Frank the Gemara, amai, why is that? L'chayra, yibum, soif kol soif, is only an aseh. Chai v'krisus are alois aseh sheyesh by karas. V'ein aseh doich alois aseh sheyesh by karas. So why do I need a pasuk to tell me that yibum is not doich an erva? It's posh Yibum's not doich an erva. Yibum's an asay. Arayis is a lois asay sheyesh by karas. Ve'in asay doich a lois asay sheyesh by karas. And the Gemara went off a four dafin to try to figure out why we need a pasuk to tell me that an erva is mufka from the parasha of Yibum. Hayol v'ishtari ishtari, hekeshe de Rabbi Yoina. Rava said erva gufa loit zricha kra. But a whole sugya, the first sugya in Yavamis really, to go through why it is we need a pasuk. So Reb Chaim said, one thing is clear in the Gemara. If asay would be doich a lois asay sheyesh by karas, it would be posh to the Gemara, why you need Oleh Oleh? If Nasei was doich alois asei sheyesh beikaras, then the way you would look at a Yibam and a Chayvei Krisus would be, I have a mitzvah sasei deirais of Yivam Yovei Oleh. I have a lois nasei sheyesh beikaras of Arayas. Okay, I say it's doich alois asei sheyesh beikaras. So mitzad asfar, I would say it's posh that there's a mitzvah of Yibam. Kamash malon Oleh, or not. And the Gemara would have had no problems why you need Oleh. And we would have lost out on Daf Gimel, Amid Beis, and Dalit, and A, and Vav, and Zion, and even Chesam, and Aleph, and Yavamas. Because it would have been Pasha why you need Oleh. You need Oleh because otherwise you would have thought, Aseh is Doich Eloi, Seh Sheesh Beikars. Now, Vav is given the Gemara's Kasha, Aseh is Doch Nit Doich Eloi, Seh Sheesh Beikars. So because Aseh is not Doich Eloi, Seh Sheesh Beikars, so therefore, why do I need a Pasuk? That's the Gemara, Pashit, the Gemara, Daf Yoy Midig. We said absolutely zero Chidusha. Reb Chaim says, I have a kasha. Even on the tzad that I say would be doicha lois asei sheyesh by karis, I still don't think you should need a pasuk to tell me that there's no yibum by a chayve krisos. He said, why? He said, because we just proved that the mitzvah of yibum is not just to do a nice beer. The mitzvah of yibum is ulekacha loy leisha. It's to go ahead and do a maisa ishos. You have to marry this woman. Frank Reb Chaim, could you marry a Chayvei Krisus? Can't marry a Chayvei Krisus. Kedushin's not Toifus by Chayvei Krisus. If someone tries to be Mekadosh and Achis Isha, the Kedushin's not Toifus. So Frank Reb Chayim, even if I would know Aseh Zdoichel Voices HGH by Karis, I would still know that there's no Yibam by Chayvei Krisus until proven otherwise. Because I would look at the situation, I would say, how could you do this mitzvah? You want to do a mitzvah of what? Marry this way? You can't marry her. Kiddush is not typhus. Try marrying her. You can't marry an achisisha. You can't marry a chamboisa. These things don't work. Kiddush is not typhus. So if Kiddush is not typhus, so it's poshut, it doesn't work. So vaita, why do I need a pasuk? Let's explain it a little bit better. Bishloima, if the mitzvah of Yibum would be just a maisa biyah, So then you would say that if you have a situation right now where on the one hand I have a mitzvah saseh of Yivam Yavah Yoleh, on the other hand I have a chayvei krisus. So you would say, okay, so what's getting in the way right now? Right, let's set this up l'chatchila. Let's say we knew no gemar. So you have a situation right now, Yivam falls the evil. And this Yivam right now is a chayvei krisus, and we're going to have to figure out on our own, our homework is to determine what do we think mitzad asfar. Should there be Yivam or should there not be Yivam? So it depends. If the mitzvah of Yibum is to do a beer, that's all it is, a mitzvah, it's a maisa mitzvah, that's the ganze mitzvah. So you would say there's one thing getting in the way right now from a person being able to mekayim this mitzvah. He has a mitzvah, the problem is it's a loy saseh. And it's not just a loy saseh, it's a loy saseh sheyesh baikaris. So you would have to sit down and you would have to learn the sugya of aseh doicha loy saseh, and you would have to determine, is aseh doicha loy saseh sheyesh baikaris, or is not doicha loy saseh sheyesh baikaris. And the way you would emerge, again, with no psukim, no rayas, if aseh is doicha loy saseh sheyesh baikaris, then you would think, yeah, you have a mitzvah of yibum. And if aseh is not doicha loy saseh sheyesh baikaris, you would say, no, you can't do it. If, however, the mitzvah of yibum is not just to do a bia, but the mitzvah of yibum is also to be kind to this woman, so then if you're going to sit down without any psukim, without any information, doing your homework, you're going to say, okay, so can I do yibum right now with a chayvei krisus? So there's two things you have to ask yourself. Number one, can I do the mitzvah? Why not? It's a loy saseh. It's a loy saseh sheyesh by karis. You have to know. Is saseh doicha loy saseh sheyesh by karis? Or it's not doicha loy saseh sheyesh by karis? But there's another thing you'd have to ask yourself. What is the mitzvah of Yibum? It's to be kind of a woman. Could I be kind of this woman? Is it chal ishus and azafroi? Yes or no? So you would have to say, I don't know. What's the halacha with a chayvei krisus? You know what the halacha is? Not a lot of suspense. No. There's no ishus by a chayvei krisus. So zok Reb Chaim, it's mevu in the Gemara as only mudim, some bombekasha, on psukim. If aseh would have been doicha lois aseh sheyesh by karis, you would have assumed for sure there's yibam by a chayvei krisus. Until proven otherwise, such as oleha. But based on the gedorim of kol ha'tayra kula, without any psukim, really what it boils down to is aseh doicha lois sheyesh by karis is not doicha lois sheyesh by karis. That's the Gemara on the bottom of Gimel Amud Beis. Freik Reb Chaim, that's all good if the maisa mitzvah is only a mitzvah ba'alm. It's just a bia. So the only thing you have to know is the bia able to be doicha the lois sheyesh by karis, or is it not able to be doicha the lois sheyesh by karis? But if the mitzvah is not just a bia, it's also a kinyan. So then there's another thing getting in the way. There's another thing inhibiting. There's another obstructing this mitzvah right now. And that is, can I create an ishus or can I not create an ishus? So Freit Reb Chaim, being that he proved, and it's in Kama Gedoy Le'achroinim, that the mitzvah of Yibum is not just a beer, but it's also an ishus, whether it's the Iker mitzvah, like Rabbi Chanan says, not the Iker mitzvah, the Diak and the Lashon and the Rambam and the Chinuch, but that's core. You have to be kind of this ishus. And if you're not kind of this ishus, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. So if in order to be mekayim the mitzvah, you have to be kind of this ishus. So Freit Reb Chaim, Vazok the Gemara, that if Aseh would have been doicha lois aseh sheyesh by karis mitzad asvar, you would have thought that you could do yibam on a chayvei krisus. How could you have thought that mitzad asvar? How are you creating ishus on a chayvei krisus? You would need the Torah to tell me you're able to create ishus. And if that's the case, what was the havamina of the Gemara that if Aseh would be doicha lois aseh sheyesh by karis, you would know this yibam on chayvei krisus? You would know you could be doicha the iser. But how would you know you can create ishus on a chayvei krisus? Two different dinim. One is the iser, and the other one is she's b'metzias an erva. Who said you can have ishus by an erva? Now, lefi emes, it's not shver. Because lefi emes, we understand why you need olea. Because the Gemara said lefi emes, you would have thought, hail v'ishteri, ishteri. So just like you find that there's ishus on an eshes ach, you would have thought there's ishus by the other rais as well. Hekesha de Rabbi Yoina. Once you find that there's ishus by an eshes ach, you would have thought there's ishus. So lefi emes, I understand. Once the Gemara knows in the teretz, hail v'ishteri, ishteri. Once the Gemara knows hekesha de Rabbi Yoina, why there's such a havamina, why we need olea. But in the havamina of the Gemara wouldn't have even started with this whole sugya, as long as Aseh would have been doicha lois sheyesh by karis, without knowing hayo v'ishteri ishteri, without knowing akeshi the Rabbi Yoina, if Aseh was doicha lois sheyesh by karis, that in and of itself would have been enough to warrant aleha. Freit Reb Chaim, why? Just because Aseh is doicha the iser, it's true that Aseh is doicha the iser karis, but at the end of the day, she's still an erva, she's still a chayvei krisus, and kedushin can't be toifes b'chayvei krisus. And we just proved that the mitzvah of yibum is not just a ma'aseh b'alma, but the mitzvah of yibum is also to be kainer, and if it's to be kainer, how in the world could you be kainer a chayvei krisus? So why do I need a leah? Why would I need a leah? without Tovish Tri Ishri, without a Keshet Rabbi Yoina. Why mitzad asvara? Because aseiz doichal lois aseiz sheich by Karas. That's the reason I need a leil. At the end of the day, Freik Rab Chaim, she's a chayve krisos. Kedushin's not toifus bechayve krisos, which means there's no ishus bechayve krisos. If there's no ishus bechayve krisos, so it's poshit that there's no yibum bechayve krisos. If it's poshit there's no yibum bechayve krisos, lechayra, why then was a mavur in the Gemara that if I say would have been doichal lois aseiz sheich by Karas, you wouldn't have needed a pasuk of Halel. Again, it's not an easy kasha, but it's worth it. It's a bomba kasha, and it's like Reb Kivegris kasha. It's a gateway kasha. It opens up the machshavis to different types of mahalchim and different yesoidis and yavamis, and we will stop here.